enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, good morning. We done finally made it to Friday, y'all. Man, I didn't think this day would ever come. Celia King filling in for Joe Liv, the web girl, producer Porkchop hanging out. How are you guys feeling today?
I am just so happy it's Friday. I'm like ready for this week to be over and to get some rest.
Yeah, because you've been doing a lot of stuff this week. Like every single day you've always had something going on.
Yeah, I've worked both of my jobs back to back, like every single day.
Going back to back. Don't get us started. You know how we are with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a pretty eventful day yesterday, all together collectively as a group. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Porkchop, you had an actual event that you were a part of yesterday.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut was in town doing some event.
Yeah.
And he was announcing like his sauces or something. And he wanted to do like a celebrity wing contest. And they invited me to be one of the contestants.
Hey.
Nice. Wait, so you were nervous about one of them being really spicy. How spicy was it?
So it was actually just like a sriracha teriyaki sauce for all of them. And it was really good. It was not spicy at all.
Ooh, how many wings did you get through? You're supposed to get through like 12, right?
Correct. I mean, I did get through all of them.
Uh-huh.
But like, we all kind of finished at the same time, but I didn't win.
What? What was the basis? Like time or like how much meat was left on the bone or what?
Nah, whoever could eat all 12 wings the fastest.
So what was the time? Like who won?
My guess was probably, I don't know. It was probably like 3 minutes or so.
Dang.
Two, three minutes.
Okay. I bet Joey Chestnut could probably do it in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, he was probably doing it while watching you guys.
Yeah, right. Like, he was like done in 30
seconds.
Yeah,
he's like, come on, hurry up, guys.
I can't say who won, though.
No.
Okay.
It was, there's another radio station in town that plays the same music as us, so you could say they're a competitor.
Yeah.
And their afternoon guy was there, and he beat me.
Nah, we still won in our hearts for competing.
You're a winner.
Yeah. Aww. You did a lot better than I did when I was in the eating competition. I took a whole different approach. I took a knife and a fork, I put on a napkin. I had like one.
Let me enjoy this.
Yeah, I even took the leftovers of the other competitors. Like, I'm going to take these home and put them in like a little doggy bag.
And you thought that was going to work?
I mean, they let me have them.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't win, but I got the most food afterwards. So you tell me who won, right?
Yeah,
dude,
get that.
I do have to tell you guys this, though.
Okay.
So last night I went to a Family Feud trivia, which I go to like every Thursday night.
Yeah.
I want you to answer this question for me.
Okay.
Name something you purchase by the gallon.
Milk. Hey, Jinx.
Yeah.
Or gas.
Very interesting, because everyone said gasoline.
Yeah.
And I was...
That's top two.
No. I was fighting to the death of me. I was like, it's definitely, obviously, milk.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's like, you're crazy, it's gas. And I'm like, no, think about it.
Yeah, I mean, a gallon of milk is way more...
No, you don't purchase gasoline by the gallon.
Like one singular gallon.
No, or anything. You don't go to the gas station and say, oh, I'm going to get 4 gallons of gas.
But that's how they measure the gas.
Yeah,
no, they don't.
The
gas is in a huge bin, and you just pump as much as you want.
No, I know, but I mean,
and you pay $20 worth. That's what you get, 4.5 gallons.
Yeah, but that's based on the price per gallon. So the price point is
right,
based on how many gallons you get.
Purchase it by gallon, and that was the question. You purchase milk by the
way,
gallon. 1 gallon, 2 gallon, 3 gallon, 4 gallons of milk.
So obviously this was a real hot button issue for you last night.
Yes.
What happened?
Are you like the hated one on the team?
Not at all.
Every
but...
Friday you come in here and like, I was arguing with the whole team to the death.
When I'm passionate about something and I feel like I really know the answer, I will state my case.
Yeah.
Well, they all put gasoline, and guess what? We were in third place, and we ended up losing.
Oh.
I would have put milk.
We both said milk.
Yeah.
So the milk was the answer?
That was the answer. And everyone said gasoline, and it's so funny, because when she read the answer, like, she was like, all right, and the answer to question number 3 was milk. And then, like, she's silent for a minute. And I was just like, ha! I told you! I was so serious and so passionate, but they just did not. They're like, nope, it's gas.
Man, it sounds like you need to recruit me and Liv on your team.
Yes.
And
replace, I know.
Replace your other
I know
team
I
members.
Really want to go super bad. It's just like all these Thursdays have been so busy. And I think I have to work Thursday nights now. Like
all the
for
time?
For the foreseeable future, yeah.
You shouldn't have did such a good job last night.
I know. I did too good of a job. Yeah. That always happens to me.
You always got to, you know, reel it back a little bit.
Right. But something scary happened to me this morning, guys. And, like, I'm still shook about it.
Uh-oh. What happened?
So, we drive super, super early in the morning to work. So, it is, like, pitch black dark when we drive to work. And there's not a lot of people out on the road. And so, I was at a stoplight. And this red truck comes pulling up next to me. And I'm looking straight forward. But I can see in my peripherals that they have the window rolled down and they have their arms sticking out of the window. And then they honk. And it's just me around. Huh. And I feel like I even heard them say, like, hey. But, like, I just kept, my eyes
didn't even
forward.
Look over there?
I didn't look over because I was so scared of, like, I'm so terrified. I'm so paranoid after all of these, like, Murder Mondays and I'm watching Stranger Things right now. Like, I'm so scared all of the time.
I mean, I think with good reason.
Yeah, and so I was like, I don't want to look over. Like, what if he tries to, like, shoot me or kidnap me or, like, I don't know, says something weird. So then he honked again. Uh-huh. And, like, looked like he was trying to, like, wave at me, like, get my attention. And I just, like, kept looking forward. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm way too scared. I don't know what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And then finally, like, it turned green and he pulled off. And when he pulled off, he kind of, like, waved his hand, like, ah, like, forget you, like, out the window. And I saw him do that. And then, like, and then he was just, like, in front of me. And it's not like he was, like, going slow to try to get my attention. He didn't try to get my attention again or anything like that. But, like, isn't that creepy?
Yeah, there's, like, flames shooting out of the back of Liv's car.
I know, then I instantly, like, in my car, I can check my tire pressure, like, on my screen.
Yeah.
And my tire pressure is totally fine, so it's not like he would be, like, saying, like, hey, you have a flat or anything like
it's
that.
It's on fire.
So I don't know what he was doing, but it's
I think
like
he was probably just trying to holler at you.
Look outside. A red truck just pulled up.
Shut up. Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I love trash. Who cares about this garbage?
Disney released a soundtrack to the new version of The Lion King, and some are from the original movie, and also some songs are new. But here's a clip from Beyonce and Donald Glover's Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight?
That sounds beautiful.
I mean, I legit got goosebumps. That was, like, gorgeous. I'm going to be playing that on repeat all day long. I just need this movie to come out. I'm so upset. I just need it to come out. It doesn't come out until July 19th, the movie. And I'm like, why isn't it out tonight? I have no plans tonight. I have plans next Friday.
I got a cousin. We could probably get a bootleg. It might not be great quality, but
I don't care.
I have to watch it off my iPhone.
That's fine. Model and TV personality Heidi Klum secretly got married to her now husband, Tom Collins, back in February, which is crazy. They reportedly got their marriage license earlier this year and were spotted in what seemed to be a dinner at Mr. Chow's in February was actually a celebration dinner for their wedding.
Oh.
Klum said they first met on February 22nd, 2018, so it only made sense to get married a year later on the same day. This is the third marriage for Klum and second for her now hubby. But I just don't understand how people can keep that a secret for so long.
Right?
The cause of Disney star Cameron Boyce's death has been revealed. According to the autopsy report, Boyce died of natural causes after being found unresponsive on July 6. His family said he passed away in his sleep due to a seizure, which was a result of an ongoing medical condition for which he was being treated. Boyce was best known for his roles on Disney Channel's Jesse, also for being the son of Adam Sandler's character in Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2, and the Descendants franchise as the son of Cruella De Vil. That's the garbage.
Radio Now, it's Elliot King with Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Now, producer Porkchop had like a new motivation to start getting fit yesterday.
Yes,
and we
kind of
all came together and got fit together because of Liv's other job at the Cycle Bar.
They came to my other job at Cycle Bar, which is like a premium spinning place. And it's like a full body workout and stuff. So it's like, Elliot, like Porkchop, we have like free classes going on all week. You have to come to one. It'll be such a good workout, especially Porkchop. Like you said, you want to get on this like healthy lifestyle, all this stuff. And I want to know, like, how did you all think you guys did? Like, was it hard? Like, what do you think after it?
I thought it was hard for like my first time. Well, I had a lot of things going on, first of all.
Okay.
One, I've been already working out because I started like this new 30-day fitness challenge. So my body was already sore.
Oof.
And two, I was running late from like my counseling appointment, and I thought I would have get, you said get there like 20 minutes early.
Yes.
I thought I was going to get there early, get set up, get to use the bathroom. So I had to use the bathroom.
No way!
Like the entire time we were on these bikes. And so I was late. I was last in. You know, me and Liv were struggling to get my shoes strapped in to the bike.
Yeah. So the thing about Cycle Bar is they have these shoes and like you actually like clip into the bike.
Yeah.
Because like that helps your ride a lot. And so like, yeah. So but if you're a first timer, you have no idea how to clip your shoes in.
At all.
So I'm someone that like helps people who are new. It's their first time. I help clip them in. Like I'll clip in their shoes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went and Elliot, so he was running a little late and I felt so bad for him. So class had already started.
Yes.
And so it was pitch black in there when the class started and the music was pounding. So I could like barely see like his foot, but we got him clipped in.
Yeah,
took a second.
You can't leave out like, so there's a lot of bikes in there and it's a decent sized room, but it's smaller. So like, there's another bike right next to Elliot and Liv. And Liv's like bending over, trying to clip it in. And this other lady's right next to you, like kicking you with her
trying
bike.
Trying not to get kicked in the face.
Well, so, and because we have like a ton of bikes in there now just because our classes are booking up so much because we have all these like free classes.
Yeah.
But there's normally not that many bikes in there. But yeah, no, it is pretty close. Because once you're on your bike, you're fine. You're not going to hit anyone.
Oh, right.
But it's like the clipping
but
in.
Liv going in between.
It's like a war scene. It's like a battle.
So I was having this whole situation running late. Another reason I was running late, I couldn't find the place. Like I was in the like general area.
Right.
And I was just walking around. Look, I met some listeners like outside.
Oh,
so
you
shout
did?
Out to, I'm going to get their names wrong, Evelyn or Ellen. It was like a whole family. Evelyn, Ellen, Amy, Stella, Griffin.
Oh, jeez.
Griffin or Goodwin, something like that. They's like,
Gryffindor.
Oh. Yeah, they're like, are you Elliot? Oh, yeah, yeah. So I talked with them for a little bit.
Were they at Cycle Bar? They were randomly outside.
They were just at the shopping center, like the whole area. So they said they were big fans of the show and listen to the radio now all the time. So shout out to them. But the actual workout I thought was great. I thought it was a lot more full body than I thought it was going to be when you're just thinking of like a bike ride and stuff.
Was it more intense than you thought?
Yeah. I mean, I was just expecting like to be like in a cycle class, just cycling. I thought that was gonna be hard enough. But when you add in all these other movements they were doing, they had this little weight bar.
Yeah.
So you're working out your arms, you're working out your core, you're working out all that. So I got my stats, and I was pretty sure I was like one of the last.
Yeah.
There's like 34 people. I'm pretty sure they said I was like 31 out of 34 with like my statistics. So it was tough.
Right.
And
if you're not used to it, it's just like a different kind of workout. And like your legs will start burning.
Oh, yeah.
They will start burning early on, but you just got to push through and just like keep going and like knowing that like, you know that like there's going to be like moments to like rest a little bit in the class. Mm-hmm. But like, so you just got to keep pushing through to the burn, even how on fire your legs are.
Yeah. I think I finished stronger than how I started. So
right,
I think
right.
the more
I
went
that.
On, I got more used to the movements and stuff. But it was a good workout, though.
Yeah. Cycle Bar was definitely a whole experience. It was a lot more than I thought. Because, like, so there was a part, the music was fantastic. It was, like, a 90s night.
Yeah.
And there's a part where, like, the lights got real dim.
Yeah.
And the instructor girl is like, all right, I want you to close your eyes. And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, I want you to leave everything at the door. You know, like, leave all your baggage and just push through it. I'm like, whoa. So, like, what's, and then she's like, what's bothering you? I want you to just leave it. Forget about it. Push through it. This is why you're here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I was getting like a therapy session as well.
No, but that's why I love it too, because like there are moments like I go in there and like, you know, our job, like it can be stressful. So there's moments that like you go into that class and like even while you're in that workout class and while you're working out, you're thinking like, shoot, I have to do this when I get out of here. Like, I have to make sure I do this tomorrow, or I wonder how this went, like all of this stuff. Right. But like, as you're like working out and then like, but they like do remind you. And then it's like, I'm not joking. Like, I get so into it. Like, I'll sometimes close my eyes when we're doing like sprints or when we're on like a super, super hard hill. I'll close my eyes and I'm like, this 45 minutes to an hour is like just for me and no one else. Like, I'm not going to let anyone else get my way of like my workout and like me bettering myself. But did you think it was hard, Pork Chop?
Yeah, I did think it was hard. I think I did all right. You know, I'm proud of myself. I didn't want to, you know how you're saying like you got to push yourself through it? So like obviously like the other day we talked about how I had like high blood pressure.
Right.
Then I just did the wing eating contest.
Right.
So I was like, I mean, I didn't push. I didn't stop cycling. Like I kept cycling the whole time. But there was times where the class was definitely going much faster. And I was like, okay, like I'm not going to pass out here. So I'm just going to go at a normal Pork Chop speed for the moment.
this is like your first workout in like a while. So
You got to go at your own pace. But yeah, I'm glad you guys liked it. I see. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing, though, too. I tell my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, I'm like, you have to come to, like, a cycle bar class with me. And he's like, I'm not going to go to a cycle bar class. Like, if I'm going to work out, I'm going to go to the gym or, like, pump some iron, like, whatever. And I'm like, one, you're a douche. Two, the workout is way harder than you think. Like, when people think of a cycling spin class, you're like, oh, okay, like, whatever. But I'm like, this workout is extremely intense. Your legs will be on fire. Your heart will be pounding. We do crazy arm workouts.
Yeah.
Like, it is intense.
I just got the best idea.
What?
Instead of these chairs that we're sitting on right now, we should get bikes and cycle during the whole show.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Sponsor it.
And we have music. We have music in here, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be great. Liv's going to be our instructor.
Yes.
And we're just going to be the fittest team.
Work. Push.
Talia King here on Radio Now, filling in for Joe while he's on vacation. So we got Joe's Need to Know News. In the news, we have a lot going on. Good news for AT&T customers. They started a new service that will block those automatic callers, those spam callers that you get every day.
Thank you. I need that.
Right? Normally, it was like a service that you had to sign up for. But now, if you're just on AT&T, they're going to do that for you. So that's you don't have to worry about those telemarketers. I just hope I don't miss, you know, any random people calling you like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to hang out. Oh,
right.
Like, my bad. Blocking Liv's calls now. Alexa might have saved somebody's life. Now, you know how sometimes you get in arguments with, like, Siri or Alexa when you try to give them a command.
Yes.
And they take it the wrong way and do something out of the ordinary. This time it actually worked in somebody's favor. A man allegedly was beating his girlfriend and at one point pulled a gun out on her. And threatened to kill her. And he asked his girlfriend, he's like, yo, did you call the sheriff's getting upset with her? And then Alexa heard it and took it as like a command. He's like, oh, you want me to call the police? And then Alexa called 911. And then they heard everything that was going on. And the police showed up. They had like an hour-long standoff and eventually arrested the man.
Oh, my gosh. That is honestly amazing.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. That is so scary and just wild.
Yeah, so shout out to Alexa, saving people's lives.
Alexa,
out here.
You did a good job, sweetie. You're doing great.
Yes. Another news, Hooters is opening a family-friendly restaurant. They're going to have ones for like a whole family. They'll call it the Hoots.
Oh my gosh, why?
Well, here's the thing. They said, because you know normally what Hooters are known for, their waitresses and whatnot. This one's going to have guy and girl waitresses. They're not going to be dressed in revealing clothing because they're saying the main attraction of Hooters is their wings. Hooters does. I do like their wings, but I don't think that's the main attraction.
Hey, listen up, Hooters. We need to have a talk. Yeah, you're not known for your wings. You're known for your boobs, yeah. And I think everyone in the world knows that except you. So
they're just living in their own little world.
Yes.
But, Leah, would you go to a family-friendly hoot? Are you going to go to the Hoots, take your nieces, nephews?
No, absolutely not. I've never stepped into a Hooters in my life. I've never been inside a Hooters.
Not once?
Not once. I've never eaten there at all. No. And I probably wouldn't take my kids to Hoots because it's probably crappy food.
Okay.
I don't think Hooters, I mean, from what I've heard, like Hooters doesn't have that great of food. Like their wings are okay.
Yeah, everything
but like
else.
The rest of their food is not very good.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would I even try to take my kids to a place? It just seems like I'm like going out of the way.
Yeah.
And also like, I don't know. It's like 2019 and we're still having like women skimp around in like these like little outfits. Like,
yeah.
I just don't love that.
Right.
So you're not gonna support that. I just don't know if I want to support
it. Gotcha. A Florida man told his girlfriend that he was too tired to, what do you guys call it, flipping pancakes?
Flipping pancakes, yeah.
He said he was too tired, which that's news in itself. Like, why is that even an answer?
Yeah.
But the woman didn't take too kindly to that response, went to the kitchen, got a knife and then started attacking him because he was too tired. And I don't know if you've ever responded in a negative way if your man said he was too tired to flip pancakes, but that's a little extreme. So.
That is so aggressive. This girl needs to chill. This girl needs like a therapy and a battery operated boyfriend.
Absolutely. So that's Joe's Need to Know News. Radio Now, good morning on this finally Friday morning. It's Elliot King, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, hanging out. We have this picture. We're going to put it up on our social media at Radio Now AM Show. Liv, can you describe this picture? Like, say we're saying you're on a date and you go back to your partner's place and you see this. What are we looking at?
Okay, so it is literally just basically a disheveled room. So it's a bedroom. There is a mattress just in the middle of the floor. Mm-hmm. No backboard, no sheets. Just one blanket on it, a blank mattress, but just one blanket. The blanket's not even like set up nice.
Not even like a comforter.
No, there's just clothes on the ground, just random stuff. There's not one single piece of decoration. It's just gross.
Doesn't even look livable.
Very, very not livable.
The mattress has like stains all over it. The blinds are all like messed up and the carpet's kind of nasty looking too.
So how good of a date are we talking, first of all? Let's say like the date's going really well.
Right. I would say, yeah, the date's going well.
Really well. Like,
it's not love at first sight, but it's going well.
Like something.
You guys are having fun.
Okay.
And you're looking forward to going back to her place.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not like this is like an unconsensual situation.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, do you want to come back for a drink? Or she's like, oh, do you want to come back for a drink? And you're like, yeah, okay. And you guys go back.
Okay. And then you see this. What are you doing? Check out our Instagram, at Radio Now AM Show. Give us a call, 833-563-2539. All right, Liv, what are you doing? If Jewel Daddy brought you, you guys are on a date, mm-hmm. your first date, and he brought you, let's go back to my place, and you see this. What's happening?
And you're already there. Like, you see it because you walk in, and you're there.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my problem. Like, if I think about, like, Jewel Daddy, like, our chemistry on our first date was like unreal. Unreal. Like, I was like, oh, wow, I want to spend every single moment with this person.
Creepy.
Yeah. Bit. Oh, absolutely creepy. But that's where my mind went.
Romantic and creepy.
Yes. So I don't know. It's hard to say because our first date went so well. Is this before? Have we kissed yet?
Let's say.
Have we kissed yet?
No.
You haven't? We haven't kissed
I'm
yet?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, then maybe I leave. I dip. I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot about something. Like, I have something going on.
Really?
And I, like, dip. Yeah, I think I leave. But, yeah, I think I leave. The only reason why I say that is because my first date with him, we kissed, like, he was about to drop me off home. And we were, like, sitting in his car talking.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, like, can I kiss you? And I was like, I mean, finally, yeah. And, like, the kiss was, like, electric.
He asked you?
Yes, which, like, one, love.
Really?
Consent, amazing. Yeah. No, so he asked me, and, like, the kiss, like, could have lasted a billion hours. Like, I could have just, like, kept kissing him and kept kissing him. So that's why I say that. But, like, before kiss, I probably would have been like, yeah, no, I gotta go.
Okay. I think that's a whole nother situation, because I feel like some girls don't like when you ask. They're like, just do it. Like, why are you asking me?
Oh, no. I think it's cute.
You think it's cute?
Yeah.
Pork Chop, what are you doing?
I am staying. I mean, this place already looks like
what?
Yeah, I mean, this place is like a mansion compared to mine.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. My place is definitely nicer than that.
Like, what?
But so are you staying, though? The guy is really hot.
Oh, so it's a guy. Okay.
Or a girl, whatever you want.
Whatever you date in that particular yeah. night.
You know, I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't leave.
But what would you say? You wouldn't leave?
No, you know me. I'm like too nice. There's no
yeah,
way I could
so
make this
true.
Person feel bad about, like, I would stomach through it.
And like, I feel like you're a fixer. Like, you like to fix people. I think that's why
right?
you, like, I think that's why you kind of like younger guys, just because
yeah,
like you feel like you can help them.
You could be right about that.
You better get online immediately, start buying furniture for
yeah,
this person.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
we're
going to
decorate.
Here,
I'll help you clean
but,
it up.
I mean, I definitely would not start, if this was my first, let's say it was a one night stand, then no, I probably would not start cleaning it up. But like, if the, you know, if I came back like a second and third time, then I would probably bring some gloves and some sanitizer.
Oh my gosh.
But like on the first time, if I'm going over there, like I'm not touching anything with my bare hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it depends on how much you like that person. Because like, if you really like them and you're going to continue to see them, this can become a project.
And you know what I would not do? I definitely wouldn't sleep there. I'd make some sort of excuse that like I have to wake up for work at 3 a.m. So
yeah.
just, you know, yeah, sure, let's go back to your place, stay there for maybe 30 minutes
yeah,
to an hour. And then if they're like, hey, want to sleep over? It's like, oh, I just got the stomach flu.
Right. Wait, so but here's also my thing.
Okay.
That I think this brings a whole new level of psychotic.
To you or just in general?
To the person
okay.
whose room this is. Who in their right mind would ever invite someone back knowing your room like this? Because I'm not going to lie, my apartment right now is an absolute disaster. There are clothes everywhere because I've been on 8 billion trips this summer. So there's clothes and suitcases and duffel bags. And like, I'm pretty sure my straightener is on my coffee table. Like, there's just like clothes
yeah.
and stuff that I like just need to like put away. So it's not like gross food and stuff like that, but it's just like there's just clothes, a lot of clothes. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Like, if I'm on the other side of this,
right.
There's no way I'm inviting you
right.
back to
exactly.
my place.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but I know I will not let anyone step in my apartment right now.
Yeah.
No one needs to come inside of my apartment right now. And if I knew that someone was going to be in my place, it would be absolutely spotless.
Yeah, you definitely clean it.
I would never invite someone back.
Never. It'd be like, if they asked, do you want to go back to my place? Like, no, you sure you don't want to go back to your place?
Yeah, I would be like, let's go to a hotel.
All right. Radio Now, Tilly King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Joe is still out on vacation, for those wondering. At least that's what he's saying. We're expecting him to be back sometime early next week.
Yes.
But people have a lot of fears. There's a lot uh-huh. of things to be scared of. I have a friend. I didn't know this till they told me. They have a fear called chromatophobia.
What the hell is that?
Right. That's exactly what I said. And she's like, she's really scared of like loose change. Like, she doesn't like the feel of
like it gives her anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
She's like,
I don't have that, but I get it.
I don't want any parts of that. But you got a new fear.
I found it. Okay.
Yes.
So first, this is how I want to do this. I'm going to paint a picture for you all. Okay.
Right.
Are you ready, producer Pork Chop?
I'm ready. Is it Bob Ross style?
No, nothing like that. Okay. So you're sitting on the couch watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you are reaching for your phone to text someone because you just saw something like a commercial on TV that you want to text someone about. And it's not there.
Your phone's not
there. No, you look under the pillow. It's not there. You look under your blanket. It's not there. It is not on the coffee table. It's not in your backpack or your purse.
Mm.
You look for like, is it on the charger? It's not on the charger. Your phone is literally nowhere to be found. It's 5 minutes now. You're looking for your phone and it's nowhere to be found. Then you remember that you ended up setting it on the table right by your front door because you had like a lot of stuff to carry in. So you find it.
Okay.
But what are you feeling in the moment during that 5 minutes when you can't find it?
That's high stress levels for me. It's a lot of anxiety, especially if I need it. Like, I need to make a call or something.
You were just going to text about, a movie trailer.
Yeah. I mean, but if I'm looking for it with that much intent, like, I'm looking everywhere, tearing up my whole house. Yeah, there's a lot of high anxiety levels there.
Yeah, this definitely happens to me. I get, a sinking feeling, in my throat or my stomach. Mm-hmm. And what I do, this goes the same exact for my car keys, my wallet, and my phone.
Yeah.
And it's if I'm driving in my car and I all of a sudden just, if I feel like my pocket is empty, that's when it's like a drone effect. It's like, like that. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God. And then I'll do 2 seconds of please let it be there, please let it be there. And then I'll tap, tap.
Yes.
And then it's there and it's like, oh, thank God.
Right.
But if I do the tap, tap and it's not there, then it's like the double drone effect. And it's like, no. And yes, I do get that feeling.
Okay. So this means that you guys might suffer from nomophobia. So nomophobia is a fear of being without access to a working cell phone.
Mm.
And I have this.
I think everybody has this.
Bad. I one time was sitting in my apartment and my phone died. And I remembered I left my charger at the station. I left my charger here and my phone died. And I was like, oh my gosh. I freaked out. And I was like, I need to do something right now. I need to go buy a new charger. I did not know what to do with myself. I was freaking out because I didn't have my cell phone wasn't on.
Yeah.
And I was literally terrified, the most anxiety in the world. I was freaking out.
Now, I would love to ask you this, Liv. My boyfriend Chase, he's from Northern Michigan, and I was just there for 4th of July. And where he lives in Northern Michigan, or where his family's from, rather, there's no service. You're in the middle of nowhere, but it's gorgeous. There's trees, there's lakes. It's almost as if you're camping, and there's no service. Do you get this nomophobia feeling then?
It's hard to say because anytime I haven't had any service, it's normally when I'm on vacation. And I'll be fine on vacation. I can go a full 24 hours of not looking at my phone when I'm on vacation.
Interesting.
And, I'm camping, but again, it's the same thing. So I don't know, if it was just a day to day thing, where every single day I wasn't going to have service, at my home.
Okay.
I'd probably move. So it says, but so the nomophobia fear is a little different because it refers to anxieties that arise if the battery is too low as well, you're out of range of service, or if you're actively doing something that would prevent you from looking at your phone. And this word is abbreviated from the phrase no mobile phone phobia.
Interesting.
That's where they get the nomophobia.
I thought it was just because you don't have your phone no mo.
No.
No, it's no mobile.
Yeah.
No more mobile.
So it says if you feel discomfort or uneasy or annoyance when you don't have your cell phone, then, your nomophobia isn't bad. But if it is really bad, you are super, super anxious.
Yeah.
They say you might want to talk to a mental health professional.
You're going to have to bring that up now.
I know. I might book an appointment because it's unreal the anxiety I feel when I'm on 1%.
Dude, after all of this, I'm just really excited to get a sound effect that sounds like,
yeah. Yeah, that Dolby movie theater sound.
Yeah, the THX digital.
Yeah, because that's a great description of the feeling that you feel when you don't have your phone.
Who cares about this garbage?
The World Cup's women's soccer team co-captains Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe talk about being exhausted from all the post-game parties.
I think during the tournament, it's more emotionally exhausting after we actually are so sleep deprived. It's physically exhausting.
I'm going to go after. Yeah.
Yeah.
The rigors that we're putting our bodies through, it's not good right now.
It's really hard to party that much.
Yeah, that's called a hangover. And they suck, and it is honestly physically exhausting.
Yep.
All right, so this next story. I want you guys to get ready. Are you listening, Pork Chop? Okay. Janelle Evans' husband, David Eason, will not face animal cruelty charges for shooting and killing her dog. Remember when that happened?
Yeah.
After the Teen Mom 2 star told cops she made it up the story for publicity.
Ugh.
She made all that up?
She made all of that up. So we talked so in depth about this story when Janelle Evans, her boyfriend shot her dog.
Yeah.
And everyone was going crazy about it. And, like, people were taking sides. It was just absolutely insane. So cops in North Carolina launched an investigation into the incident on May 1st after Evans called the sheriff's office and said that her husband boyfriend had thrown her dog outside for biting their 2-year-old daughter, then shot and killed the animal.
Damn.
But cops said they found no weapons, no blood evidence, or anything else that could confirm that a dog had been shot and killed on the property. There were inconsistencies in Evan's story, and cops say she later made up the story for publicity. She doesn't know where the dog is.
She just lost it?
I guess it ran away. She lost it. She has no idea where this dog is, and she made up that entire story for publicity.
Mm.
What is wrong with you? Are you kidding me? That's illegal. Oh my gosh, I'm so triggered by that.
Yeah, they'll do anything for clout.
Cardi B, speaking of clout, took to Instagram to call for support of more female rappers who talk about topics other than sex. The comments came in response to Jermaine Dupri, who said that hip hop is filled with strippers rapping.
I ain't even gonna front, because let me tell you something. When I did Be Careful, people was talking mad shit in the beginning. Like, what the fuck is this? This is not what I expected. I expected this. I expected that. So it's like, if that's what people ain't trying to hear, then all right, then I'm gonna start rapping about my pussy again. And second of all, there's a lot of female rappers that be rapping their ass off and don't be talking about their pussy and don't be talking about, you know, getting down and dirty. And y'all don't be supporting them. Y'all don't be supporting them, and they be mad dope. These bloggers don't support them. They don't give them the recognition. So don't blame that on us when y'all not the one that's supporting them.
Yeah, she had words to say.
Dang, girl.
Yes. So some TV news. Netflix says that Stranger Things had a bigger audience over its first 4 days than any other original show in its history.
Wow.
The first episode racked up 19.17 million viewers. Woo. In those 4 days, which is more than the 17.7 million who watched the second season premiere within 4 days. So 6 of the 8 episodes had over 10 million viewers over the long 4th of July weekend, which is insane.
Yeah, you're supposed to be with your family and hanging
out. Right, exactly.
Y'all watching Netflix.
So the super popular show Euphoria is coming back for a second season on HBO. So the controversial series features Zendaya, and it is an unfiltered look at a life as a young person today. The show features a lot of nudity and sex scenes. The show gets renewed after HBO says it averaged 5.5 million viewers per episode.
Mm.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
It is Freak Show Friday here on Radio Now. Talia King filling in for Joe, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl in here. We got Marvin on the phone. Marvin, what makes you a freak for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, guys. Huge fan of the show, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
But I wanted to call in for Freak Show Friday because I do something when I'm home that I guess is a little freaky.
Okay.
I decided to get some very real-looking fake fangs that I can put in and out of my mouth.
Okay.
They looked really cool. It was around Halloween. I thought I'd spend the extra money on them to make them look really real. And I just loved wearing them. I felt like I got like a new sense of confidence, you know, because vampires are so cool and mysterious. And they're always so confident.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Vampires are in.
So I continued to wear them after Halloween in the comfort of my girlfriend's house. I just kind of became fascinated with the whole vampire culture and history of it all. I've come to love it. I'm honestly obsessed. I know it's weird, but I even started wearing a cape in my apartment.
Not a cape.
So wait, you said you're living with your girlfriend or something? How does she feel about this?
She likes it. She's cool with it.
Okay.
You're into some role play. Okay.
I started drinking exclusively red liquids.
Oh,
that
no.
That is so drastic. Blood.
No.
That is so drastic. Okay, like what?
I started drinking fruit punch, but it didn't seem very real. So I blended it with cherries to make it darker and thicker.
Ew, that's disgusting.
It's actually really good.
Okay.
And I built a long wood box to sleep in, but...
Oh, my gosh.
It's going all out
here. That is... You really did that?
Yeah. And, I mean, well, now I'm trying to get my girlfriend to get estimates on a queen-sized coffin so that we could both fit in it.
What? Is that even... They got those at IKEA or what? Dang, queen-sized coffin.
Oh, my gosh. So you just sleep alone. You don't even sleep with your girlfriend because you're sleeping in this box?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And she's totally cool with it.
Well, she's not so much into the coffin thing. I think that might be a step too far for her.
Okay.
I mean,
this is weird as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, but is that all you do? I mean, we've heard worse.
Yeah, we have.
But
it kind of escalated the other day.
Oh no. What happened?
Oh gosh.
I mean, obviously I know I'm not a vampire.
Right, obviously.
I think they're interesting and I've gained so much confidence since I've started, you know, doing this. Even when I'm not wearing a cape, the cape and fangs.
Okay.
I mean, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, confidence is key.
But the other day I went out to our backyard and I saw, I guess a fox or a coyote killed a bunny.
What?
Okay, ew.
And it was kind of bloody and
I
was just kind of staring at it and, figured why not. I finally got the courage. I just bent down and tried just a little bit of it.
No!
What?
A little bit of the blood.
No! Okay.
It really wasn't that bad.
Marvin! Oh my gosh,
no.
That is so freaking unsafe and unsanitary. Marvin, that is not okay.
What if it had rabies?
I know, that's what I'm thinking. You have no idea. And like to actually lick blood, that's so freaking disgusting.
I'm throwing up.
Marvin is canceled. Well, Marvin.
Yeah, we got to say bye to Marvin.
Marvin, you win. I thought he wasn't, like, I mean, it was a little weird and, like, freaky, but I feel like I've heard worse. That is too far.
Way too far.
Yeah, you win Freak Show Friday, man.
Right now, there's a new phenomenon taking over for Generation Z.
Yes.
And I'm kind of surprised, but also not at the same time. What's going on, though, Liz?
Okay. So men's cosmetics are beginning to gain like a ton of attraction in the U.S. and China with like big brands like L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, and they're all starting to develop products geared toward men because there's a demand from like Generation Z for this. So the global men's makeup market is valued at almost $14 billion this year.
Dang.
$1.14 billion this year. So
billion.
Yes. So I mean the whole makeup cosmetic industry is valued at $71.1 billion.
Right.
So it is a small fraction of that, but still $1.14 billion. That is so much money.
For men's makeup.
And so they say like most of the products come in like neutral colors and just like help men, like, you know, make slight improvements to their appearance. So when we're talking about men's makeup, like, we're not talking about, like, James Charles. So James Charles is, like, a famous makeup artist. Like, he's a YouTuber.
Yep.
And now he's just, like, a famous makeup artist. And he wears a lot of eccentric makeup that you would normally in our society see on women. So he wears a lot of, you know, eyeshadow.
Right.
A lot of long lashes, mascara, you know, very like bronzed and stuff like that. So I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Because I already know your all's answer. It's obvious. I don't think you guys would be walking around with like purple eyeshadow on.
No.
That's just like not you.
Not normally.
But I want to know, how do you guys feel about this? Would you wear some makeup? Say that you have a bad breakout.
Yep.
Or say we're going to a big event. And you just want to make your skin look more even or something.
Yeah.
Would you, you know, just wear a little foundation?
I'm kind of torn between this. I mean, because one, we are in entertainment and we do get like a lot of like you're on camera a lot.
Right, we're on
and
so, camera.
And that seems to be so acceptable. Like that's like a normal practice in the entertainment industry.
Right,
people
exactly.
on TV, they get makeup done
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, every single person, like all these like stereotypical macho men that you see on like ESPN like
yeah,
all day long, they all have makeup on when they're on camera. That's very normal.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm not opposed to being more attractive if it's going to help me
out.
Right, right. But I'm also like, I am what I am. This is it. This is what you're going
right.
to get. Whatever flaws I have, I'm just not going to. Because I don't like makeup.
I like that.
I don't like makeup in general, like even for women's. Like
right.
I feel like women, they feel like, well, it's some people feel pressure like they have to put makeup on.
I would say majority of women feel a pressure that they have to wear makeup for. Not every day.
Yeah.
But for like certain things, like women are pressured to, you know, wear makeup.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't even like that. So I don't think I would, but maybe.
So yours is more like society reasons, like you wanting to try to like, you know, be like help society. Like, hey, we are who we are. It's
yeah.
cool.
Just
it's fine.
Accept
just
yourself.
Rock it.
You're beautiful the way you are without any help.
Well, this conversation took a turn that I wasn't expecting, but I appreciate so much. I
yeah.
love that. Okay. What about you, Porkchop?
So I had mentioned the other day when we said what we're into that I just don't, you know, do things that, like, care for my skin. Like, I don't do
lotions and
things like that. So I probably wouldn't do this mm-hmm. men's makeup. I mean, like I said, I was excited just the other day to try some, like, charcoal, like, face wash.
That was a whole new world for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I probably wouldn't. And maybe, like, I've mentioned before, my skin, it's usually, like, kind of nice. I usually don't have like any acne or
yeah, we get
things
it. Your complexion
hide.
Is perfect.
So yeah. yeah, so I probably wouldn't. But you know what's weird? The other
what?
Day I was looking on Instagram and you know how it will show you like it'll suggest something. There's like this guy mm-hmm. who I was like, oh, I mean, he's kind of attractive, whatever. So I clicked it and he had like over 400,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out he's like a men's makeup artist. And I, when I first saw him, like I did assume he was straight. I thought he was. Mm-hmm. And then I clicked through his Instagram and I still really couldn't tell if he was straight or not. But he's like a men's makeup artist. So maybe it is
yeah.
really becoming a thing.
And here's the thing too with that. It's like, it's not like he has crazy eyeshadow on or anything
right.
like that.
No.
It's just, it looks very natural. You would not be able to tell that he has makeup on, which I mean is the case for, I mean, a lot of girls. Like
right.
their everyday makeup. It's almost like you can't tell if they're wearing makeup or not because that's the whole point.
Right.
So now I have a question. Your boyfriend Chase,
mm-hmm.
if he started to wear makeup like that, you know, just like even out his complexion, like we're not talking crazy eyelash extensions or eyeshadow. We're just talking about like, you know, maybe some cover up or
uh-huh.
maybe some concealer. What? How would you feel about that?
I mean, So I'll say first, I think I doubt he would, but if he did, like I wouldn't care at all. Like I've already told him I'm not a fan of tattoos and he has a tattoo and like, I don't care. You know, I'll put my two cents in.
Right.
I'll say, like, I don't think you should get a tattoo. But if he does, like, I don't. It's fine.
It's whatever. It's not a deal break. What about you? If you see, are you going to, like, offer these, like, Jewel Day? Like, I think you might need some more foundation or something.
No, but I also, too, think that that's more because I don't wear makeup a lot.
Okay.
And I will wear makeup if I am going out to the bars.
Mm-hmm.
I will wear makeup if I am going to an event.
Yeah.
But that's basically it.
Right.
Like if I'm going out to dinner, like a nice dinner with my boyfriend Jewel Daddy, then like yeah, I'll probably wear makeup, but like I've gone to the bars without makeup on.
Uh-huh.
Like I on my everyday life am not wearing makeup when we film stuff for TV.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing makeup. And it's the
right.
same thing as where it's like I'm comfortable enough in my own skin. I know like I have a really bad breakout right now like on my chin and it's embarrassing, but I'm like this happens.
Yeah.
And this is part of me. So I think more so I wouldn't suggest it because of that.
Uh-huh.
But I do have a friend who caught her boyfriend with makeup and she thought that he was cheating.
Oh, dang.
But he was like, I just have really bad acne and I'm self-conscious from it. So I stole this makeup from my parents. Like I stole from my mom.
Liv, on Monday, if you want to come in and bring like some foundation or like, you know, quote unquote men's makeup, let's do like a before and after picture of me and see like what people prefer.
Do some
makeup. I'll bring my makeup that I'll do on you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, no. Not like your, not your James Charles makeup. That's not my style.
Well, I'm not going to do eyeshadow, but I'll do like some cover up, maybe some contoring.
Mm.
Yeah.
I might have to go to the store. I might have to go to the store. I might need to get You are way paler than me, Pork Chop, and you are way darker than me, Elliot. So, yeah, I might actually have to go to the store. Okay, I'll do that, though.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a little makeover. Can't wait for that. Radio Now, it's Elliot King with Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, hanging out this morning. Miley Cyrus, not one to shy away from controversy.
No.
But she's continues to stir the spot. She had an Instagram post and just sent the internet in a frenzy, and they all just went off. What was she talking about?
Okay, so she posted a photo, and she said, and it's like a hands on what would look like your little clam friend. Okay, let's just call it that.
Okay,
it's like not actually that, but it's like
it's a representation.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so she posted that with the caption, "Virginity is a social construct."
Okay.
That is like a loaded phrase. So let's try to unpack this.
All right, first
Virginity is a social construct. Go ahead.
First of all, she's using too many big words that I don't understand.
Yes, I was going to say, can we define that word?
Social construct. So social construct is something that has been totally constructed by our society. So
it's a made-up thing.
It being a norm.
Okay.
That, you know, women shave their armpits. That's a social construct because, I mean, the cavemen naturally...
We're just hairy.
Like, the only reason why we started to do it was because, like, women were told they should do it.
Oh.
Get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's a, like a social construct is something that was constructed by society that is now a norm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot to this. So basically, I mean, the comment section is what went crazy because the post itself is not, she didn't really say a lot.
No, that's literally all it says.
That's all it says. But then everybody in the comments went crazy saying like they had different takes on it, saying basically like she was shaming people for being a virgin. That's what one woman said in the comments talking about Miley Cyrus.
Okay, yes. And so one person commented and said, what? That's like saying puberty or menstruation is a social construct. They're physical things. They involve physical changes.
Yeah.
The strange stigmas people place on them are certainly, though, social constructs. But virginity itself is not. The value we place on it is.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me.
Right. So I don't know if that's what she was trying to say. But I also don't think that there's a problem with putting value on virginity. And I know I might get, like, hate for this. I mean, and no, I am not a virgin. I'll just go ahead and say that now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're listening.
Sorry.
But I'm just not. And, like, and I'm okay that I'm not. I'm not, like, hurt that I'm not. I'm, like, not sad that I'm not. Like, I'm not.
Right.
That's that. It's fine. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, but... I do think there is some sort of value that comes with your virginity. Am I not wrong?
No, you're right. I feel like, you know, you shouldn't just, like, it should be the right time to do it with the right person. When you're ready, whenever you feel comfortable in the right situation, like, it shouldn't be taken from you.
Right.
You do it whenever you feel like it. And that could be at any age.
Right.
And then I think we just saw a study that showed, like, the average of people are losing it at, like, 17.
Right.
And so, like, teenagers will feel pressure, like, oh, I haven't lost it yet. Now you're getting older and older. But it's really, like, based on your own timeline, your own life, you choose what you want to do with
1,000%. And I think, too, it's, like, the only reason why I say that, I'm not going to, I would never be one to, like, slut-shame someone or judge them based on that, their flipping pancakes activity.
Right.
But I just think that for me personally, I was way too young. I was way too young when I lost my virginity, and I regret it. I regret when I did it.
Okay.
And that's the only reason why I think there's value to it. And I think a lot of times in our society nowadays, it's just thrown around like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But it is a big deal, especially for your very first time, and especially when you start to, you know, be actively flipping pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's a big deal, making that decision. So, like, I don't think that it's really a social construct. I do think that, you know, there is some stigmas placed on it. Like, I don't think people should be judged. But, like, I think that I just want people to know that, like, when I lost it, looking back, I think it was a mistake.
Yeah, okay.
I should have waited longer.
I feel the same way, too, because, yeah, like, I was like my high school girlfriend.
Yep, same.
And I'm like, I probably
should have waited.
Yeah, for somebody who's more worthy
special
of it.
Yeah, because absolutely.
That, obviously, that relationship didn't last after, you know, second period. 833-563-2539. Who we got on the phone?
DJ, what'd you want to say, man?
Hey, so I think there's two different points of view on this. So for a guy, it's not easy being a virgin because they'll get made fun of by the rest of the guys or the guys that aren't virgins. Whereas if a female is not a virgin, she will get shamed for doing what human nature allows us to do.
I 1,000% agree. Like, I definitely think there is a double standard, but it swings both ways. I feel like it's a pendulum. Like, I feel like we talk about a lot the double standards with girls and slut shaming, which is so true. And it's so real. And it really is sad because I think girls get bullied more for it than maybe guys do for being virgins. But it still is looked down upon when you have, like, a guy. It's rougher for guys to be virgins than it is for girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, girls are like you should be a virgin. Like, you should be
holding it. Exactly. And then it's like, guys, it's like, why are you one?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'd be rougher too because, like, girls, they would typically, there would be other people that, like, oh, yeah, she sleeps around. So then, like, everyone knows. But, like, I feel like for a guy, they could just be like, yeah, like, my number's 10.
Right, they could just lie.
Yeah.
That's when you get the stories of, like, oh, yeah, like, on my summer vacation, you know? Yeah. And, like, they, like, hooked up with all these girls.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no, I definitely think that's true. And I think both of them are wrong, obviously. But, like, I don't think slut shaming's right. But I also think that there should be a value placed on virginity. And, like, it kind of scares me just because in this whole culture of, like, women being empowered and, you know, not slut shaming, which I think is amazing, I'm just scared we're going to lose the value on virginity, which I don't think should be lost in all of this.
Did you see the episode of Family Guy where they talk about practicing abstinence?
No, I did not.
Well, that's where I learned to practice abstinence is from Family Guy.
I think you should be ashamed about that.
Not from Family Guy. 833-563-2539 is the number. We have Mallory on the phone. Mallory, what did you want to say?
I think that it's more double standards for girls because they get bullied more. With a guy, they can go out and hit it. It's, woohoo, you nailed it, dude. Great job. You got a score under your belt. Girls get picked on more for it.
Yeah, you get celebrated as a guy.
Yes, because I actually lost my virginity very late in my 20s, and I did it when my parents were downstairs watching TV in the living room, and me and my boyfriend at the time went upstairs and did the hanky-panky while they were downstairs watching TV.
That was the first time?
Yes, and they figured out that I had because my clothes were on backwards. And my sister goes, hey, Mallory, do you need condoms?
That is so cringeworthy. I hope my parents never say that word to me ever in my entire lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how obvious it was for them to figure out, oh, well, she got her cherry popped.
Oh, dang. God. Well, thanks for the call, Mallory. That's a veteran move to go upstairs for a quickie with your parents in the house.
That is like a cringeworthy moment I hope to never experience in my entire life.
She should have just told her parents that she had just gotten out of the shower.
But if her hair was dry.
Oh. Maybe
she had the dry conditioners. One of those things.
Hair dryer, right.
Oh, I love trash.
Who cares about this garbage?
Diane Keaton revealed that she hasn't dated anyone in 35 years.
Dang, girl.
The Oscar-winning actress explained she hadn't been asked out. She said, let's just get that straight. That one's important. I haven't been on a date in, I would say, 35 years.
Wow.
That's so sad.
Dang.
So when asked if she wanted to be asked out, she replied, I have a lot of male friends. I have a lot of friends. But no dates, no moi. So I'm thinking she probably wants to be. I think that is so sad. Like, Diane Keaton is, like, gorgeous.
She can't get a date.
I love her.
Man, she need to get on the maps.
I know. If she can't get a date, you are
out of luck.
No, I'm just kidding, Elliot. R. Kelly was arrested last night on federal sex crime charges.
Well, Jim, we've just received some new details just within the past few minutes. Now, we've learned that this morning the indictment against R. Kelly includes charges of child porn as well as obstruction of justice. And a senior law enforcement official says that federal indictments have been filed both in the Northern District of Illinois and here in Brooklyn. The 52-year-old Grammy Award winner was arrested last night while walking his dog by members of Homeland Security as well as the NYPD's Public Safety Task Force.
Wow.
Good. Get him. Lock him up.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah, I know. It needs to happen.
Yep.
Don Cheadle is joining LeBron James in Space Jam 2.
Okay.
Yeah, Cheadle recently appeared in The Avengers Endgame as James Rhodes, also known as the Hero War Machine.
Yep.
And Space Jam 2 is a sequel to the 1996 hit that starred Michael Jordan, the real GOAT.
Okay.
And featured cameos from a number of NBA All-Stars, like so many.
Yes.
In addition to classic Looney Tunes characters such as Bugs Bunny. Space Jam 2 opens July 16, 2021. You're probably not going to see a lot of All-Star NBA players in Space Jam 2 because everyone hates LeBron James because he is the worst.
No, I mean, they already got a couple people.
No, they have Anthony Davis.
He's
that
an All-Star.
That is literally the only confirmed person.
Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson never said he was going to do it.
No, they just want him because he
looks
like an alien.
Yeah, they just want him. They yeah. Hey.
Is that
I
not
like
true?
Klay Thompson.
I mean, I like, okay.
I think he's attractive.
You think everybody's attractive.
That's true. Okay, but yeah, Anthony Davis is going to be in it, but that's just because LeBron got him to the Lakers. That's
the
only reason why he did it.
Deal.
He felt like he had to do it. Also, he's his new teammate, so he's going to support his teammate's movie, but no one else in the NBA wants to be in it. Like, so many people have been asked, but no one wants to be in it because LeBron James is the worst.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
Anyways, Tyga has announced that he has canceled the shows he was supposed to perform in Sweden in solidarity to ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
Tyga tweeted, "Decided to cancel my show in Sweden this Sunday, July 14th. I will not be performing. Hashtag free ASAP Rocky."
Yes.
ASAP Rocky will reportedly be in the Swedish prison until mid-August.
Wow.
After being arrested for getting into an altercation. This is so freaking sad. He was literally just doing self-defense. It's just insane what they're doing over there to him and like where he's being held.
Oh, inhumane conditions.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to strike as well. We're not going to eat Swedish meatballs.
No, I'm never shopping at IKEA until he gets
ASAP is free.
Yes, I'm not shopping at IKEA until ASAP is free. Hashtag free ASAP Rocky.
We
love you. Okay, Dwayne Dog Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter, did his first interview with Entertainment Tonight since his wife Beth Chapman's recent death. Chapman talks about his struggles with moving on without her.
You know, I haven't gotten past the place where I'm still putting a pillow where she was and covering it up like the jailhouse escape. I mean it. And then I wake up in the night and see her and it doesn't register that ain't her. I'm still there.
Aww.
That just gave me goosebumps.
So
it's
sad.
So sad. We love you, dog.
Yes.
I hope you get over that soon. That is the garbage.
Radio Now, it's Elliot King, alongside Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop.
Hi.
You know how you get those event invites sometimes?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, constantly on Facebook?
All the time. So, I never look at them anymore. And do you know how many actual parties I would have gone to this summer, but I didn't see them until after the event?
Oh.
Because I just don't look at them anymore.
There's some, like, legit ones you would have gone to.
No, like, my college friends had a huge, like, pool party when they opened up their house. And, like, I for sure would have gone back to that city. And, like, I missed it.
Dang.
I know. I, like, saw it all in their, like, Instagram stories. I was like, wow, I wasn't even invited. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, and then I was.
Like, oh, that was on, that was on me, my bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, there's this event going on, and a lot of people are apparently interested in it.
Yep, a lot more than that pool party.
What is going on?
Okay, so there is an event on Facebook, and basically, so when this article came out, there was 300,000. So 300,000 people are going to storm Area 51 in search of alien secrets, okay? So this was written yesterday, July 11th. I went on the event page today.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 880,000 people who are now going to go.
Really?
To this event. So they are going to storm Area 1 or Area 51 because they believe that that is where our government is hiding alien secrets. They truly believe this. So they're all going to storm because they're like, if we all go together, there's no way they can control us.
Yeah, we could just go. We're going to mob up. Right. Take over and see if we can find some aliens.
Which one, I definitely think, our government would definitely kill civilians in order to keep alien stuff secret.
Whoa, really?
You guys are, this whole conversation is making me so panicky right now.
Why?
I feel like our transmitter is just going to randomly shut off. The government's like, we do not want you talking about this. We do not want this message being spread. Mm. And now you're saying the government's going to kill people live?
I definitely think so. Don't you think that they would at least kill 50 people?
Oh,
you know?
Crazy.
They're going to try to. So you think they would just let okay.
If there's 50 people.
880,000 people are storming Area 51, you don't think that our government people, whoever's guarding Area 51, is going to try to shoot at a couple?
I don't know.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I think that's too many of a number to try to attack because, you can't cover that up. One or two or maybe 10, you can cover
up. Tear gas would be involved. Mm. They would tear gas everyone.
Why do you have this plan? I'm kind of nervous.
It's not that I have this plan. That's just realistic of what's going to happen to hide our government secrets. That's option A of what's going to happen here at this event. Option two is that it's going to be an event where... You know, when you're invited to a party and on Facebook says 50 people go and then you actually go and there's 12 people there.
Ugh.
It's going to be that. So 880,000 people say they're going to go. People are going to go there and there's 200 people.
Yeah.
Okay. Or 50 people.
There's nobody really showed up.
No one actually makes their
way. Yeah. What do you think? 833-563-2539. Would you go to this event? And do you even believe in aliens? Are you guys going to this thing?
Well, I have a third scenario that could happen. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I have one more. I think that if there are alien secrets, the U.S. government has moved that ish out of Area 51 a long time ago. They have that underground, miles below the surface, like they do in Stranger Things, and they are not. So they would let people storm it. They're like, yeah, storm it. See, we aren't hiding anything.
Mm.
And then they'll find nothing.
I definitely would not go.
Why not?
Just because I don't like to take unnecessary risks like that. Like, why am I going to put myself in that position?
So you think our government will kill us?
The aliens could kill us.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen? And I can guarantee that, none of my friends are, would ever even go to that soon.
I wouldn't go to that thing. Because one, I'd be scared if there are aliens. Because I think there are. I saw this movie.
You think there are?
I think there are. I've seen too many things. There's this movie that's it's called The Fourth Kind, and it basically describes all these people's interactions with aliens.
Uh-huh.
And they made a movie reenactment, but in the movie they did side by side footage of real life. Actual footage of the people in their houses, night vision, them getting levitated and all that, their house shaking and all this stuff. So I think the universe is just way too big for us to be the only people on
it. See, I don't believe in aliens.
Yeah.
If you want to prove me wrong, tweet at us at Radio Now AM Show.
What, the aliens tweeted us?
No, hardcore alien believers that, you know, are going to this event. I do have a friend. I checked out this event page.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let's go dig in.
Mm-hmm.
I have not even just one. I have two friends that are interested in this event.
Of
going.
Course you do. Of course.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Literally my favorite part of the show because I do a lot of dumb things, but I don't think I would ever do things this dumb. Today's dummy of the day was a man in California suspected of using elderly people's, credit card info.
Gosh, that's awful.
But you'll never guess how he was caught, because cops have been trying to find this guy since March. So where are we at now? July, almost August.
Yes.
But he was captured in Sacramento because he was seen in a store wearing a shirt with his name tag on it.
What an idiot. If you know you're wanted, If you are, if you know you're wanted, you hide your name at all costs. Wear a name tag that says Steve if your real name is Karen.
Yeah, somebody else's name.
Really try to mess with them.
Right? This is the basics of committing crime. Like, hide your identity, right?
And this is always why, like, sometimes I think when I'm really poor, like, maybe I should go into crime. Because if these guys, if this guy, if they've been looking for this guy since March,
yeah,
and he's gone away, and clearly this guy's an idiot,
yeah,
I've got to last longer than that.
Yeah, so yeah, just don't wear your work shirt when you go out to commit your crime.
No, and I know that. Basics. Basics here.
Basics. Radio Now, it's Elliot King with Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and right now we are going to celebrate a very, very special birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Come on. You in first place. Get it, Liv. Get it, Liv. Get it, Liv.
It's your birthday.
Go, go, go.
It's your birthday.
What?
It's your birthday.
Hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey. It's your birthday.
So the birthday isn't actually today. You know how people celebrate their birthdays like all week long,
yeah.
All week month,
yeah.
Month long?
I know some basic bees that are my friends that celebrate it all month long. So
yeah, and made us celebrate along with them.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's okay. We love you. Not that much, but
yeah.
But we love you. But somebody we do love, who we all love, is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes.
And it is his birthday on a Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, July 14th.
Yes. How old is he turning?
He's going to be... So this is like his birthday like in the show. Like
uh-huh.
His birthday in the show is July 14th. He'll be 33 years old.
See, but it's like never known. Like when you're watching it, they never really talk about his age.
And his ID. Doesn't it say his birthday on his ID?
Yeah, it has like the date on
it. July 14th.
Yeah, but isn't the year like super old?
No, 80... I hate when she does that. 86 is not super old.
Oh.
Now, I'm pretty sure SpongeBob, I've got a lot of different theories on how old SpongeBob is. Because the show, like you said, it's like only 20 years old.
Right, because it came out in 1999.
Yeah, and in the movie.
That's crazy to think about.
Right? It's been around 20
years.
It's so
old, right, Liv?
I know. Well, I mean, I was only four when
yeah.
in 1999 when it came
so
out.
So long ago.
But I remember watching it even up until I was like, I mean, probably like 16.
I still watch it.
Yeah.
But SpongeBob the show could not get into any bars though. That's how it's only 20. But in the movie, he wins like 134 consecutive employees of the month.
Mm. Right.
Like, you do that math. There's no way he's only 33.
Exactly. See?
No, that's not. You said 134, so
divided by
12 is like 12. Right?
Like 12.
No, 11. It's like 11.
Oh.
So yeah, if
but
he's 33
he
and he started working
it
when he was
every
21.
Month.
And when did he start working?
Right,
when he was
exactly.
21. Yeah, so that's right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, so we're going to talk about our favorite, most SpongeBob moments.
Yes,
we're going
to be nostalgic with SpongeBob here for a minute because who doesn't want to be?
I love SpongeBob. Like, I need to find out where he's streaming. Is he still streaming like on Hulu or anything?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can find it on Hulu.
Yeah, because I'll watch
if
that.
If not,
every day.
There's definitely like at least 30 like Reddit pages that will stream it.
So, what's some of your favorite SpongeBob moments then?
My favorite one is when they go to rock bottom.
Ooh.
Oh, that's the one where they like speak in a weird language, right?
Yeah, it's a different language. So,
can you do it?
Yeah, duh.
Was that it? Or you just choked?
No,
okay.
I'm just choked. Yeah, I'm just being like...
Like, was that the language?
No, that's not the language. Ready?
Okay.
I can absolutely do it.
Ew, dude. Your microphone is all wet now.
I got on my microphone. Dang.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm... So,
yeah,
but
it was
it.
And like, if you don't do that, they don't understand
they can't
you.
Understand
like,
you.
That's a whole different one. Yeah, that's a great one. What about you, poor child?
Oh, I've got so many. One of my favorites, I mean, I talk about it all the time, is the episode with the chocolate where like SpongeBob and Patrick are trying to sell chocolate and they go to this old lady's house.
Oh,
can I do
one.
My impersonation?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so the old lady, she answers the door. What? What? They're selling chocolates? Yeah, chocolates. So the old lady says, ah, chocolate. Sweet, savory chocolate. I remember when it was first invented. I always hated it.
That's a great episode.
We have the clip for it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Let's see how well.
Let's measure it up.
Chocolate. What? Chocolate.
I can't hear you.
They're selling chocolate.
They're selling chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Yeah. I remember when they first invented chocolate. Sweet, sweet chocolate. I always hated it.
Oh, not bad.
I always hated it.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
Yeah. Ooh, thank you.
833-563-2539 or hit us up on social media at Radio Now AM Show. Share your favorite SpongeBob moments. One of the classics that I always love. And still to this day, I'll sing it. The Krusty Krab pizza episode.
Yes.
Do you have it?
Yes, of course.
Do you guys want me to sing it first?
Sing along with it.
Okay, I'll sing along with it.
Yeah, maybe.
Fine.
Give you some vocal accompaniment.
Krusty Krab, yeah. Pizza is the pizza, yeah, for you and me.
Yes.
I think I got up there with
you. You got that high note. I could have took that one down. That would have been all you.
Oh, that is such a good one. Remember when they drive the rock? That's episode when they get on the rock and they just drive the rock.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I love that one.
What about this one? Do you remember this one?
I made my house a mess, which was making it clean, which made Squidward clean my
yard. Opposite day.
But that really means he's messing it up. But the opposite of clean is filth, which means filth is clean. That means Squidward's really making my yard a wreck. But I'd normally wreck my own yard, which means Squidward's being the opposite of Squidward, which means he's SpongeBob.
Wait, I have another clip to go along with that one. Because if you remember later on in that day, I think an insurance person like came to sell Squidward's house or something.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you?
Why, I'm Squidward.
What kind of fool do you take me for? He's Squidward, he's Squidward, you're Squidward, I'm Squidward! Are there any other Squidwards I should know about?
Meow.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Is that Gary B. Squidward
the snail?
I love that.
Oh, that is awesome.
I also, okay, real talk.
Okay.
What would you do to actually try a Krabby Patty? Because they used to look so good.
Did they put
I would
cheese
get hungry
on them?
Every single... No.
That's why they didn't look good to me, because there's no cheese
on
them.
No, I'm pretty sure. No, I think there is cheese on it. Yeah, there is cheese on the Krabby Patty. And I would get starving when I would watch SpongeBob, because I was like, the Krabby Patties look so freaking good.
Yeah, like remember when that Squidward like first tasted it and was like, yeah, I don't like these Krabby Patties. Then he got obese and like...
Yes, yes, he ate an entire room of Krabby Patties. He was going through them.
I've actually had Krabby Patties and
no,
I always hated it.
Radio Now to Elliot King, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. We're about to get up out of here. I can't believe we made it through the whole week. I mean, I can't believe I made it through the whole week. When's Joe coming back? Joe, come back.
And Joe's come back sometime next week.
Wednesday.
I need my sleep.
So you're stuck with us for Monday and Tuesday.
That's fine. I'm having fun with you guys. But we got a lot of stuff we're giving away. We got Ed Sheeran's album Every Hour. We got Jonas Brothers tickets later, Liv. What would you do for some Jonas Brothers tickets?
You know what I would do. I'd give away both kidneys and a liver.
I finally did listen to that album like you've been telling me to
do. Oh, how'd you like it?
It was great. It was fun. It was like, it was an easy listen. I was cruising around the city. And it's just a good summer vibe to it.
Yes, I love it so much.
Yeah, it was awesome. What are you guys getting into tonight?
Well, right now, my friend is like freaking out on me because I made one joke and 99% of our relationship is just kidding. Yeah. I feel like everyone who I'm friends with and who knows me knows that I'm like not serious at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like literally sick to my stomach because I have not had like any drama or like friends be mad at me in probably like 5 or 6 years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she's like pissed because I made a joke and I'm like sick to my stomach because I don't do well with people being mad at me.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, damn.
Because you said this joke via text message?
Yeah.
So now you're just putting out that fire.
Yeah, I was like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And they were like, oh, I'm getting my wisdom teeth out, so this weekend's a no-go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, aren't you like 5 years late for that? Like, kidding, because me and all my sisters got them out when we were 18.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know people can get them out at any point in life.
Yep.
And their teeth. And then I said, well, good luck, baby. Like, do you want me to bring you ice cream this weekend?
Oh, maybe she thought you was treating her like a baby. Oh, you little baby.
I call everyone baby, though.
And do you?
I literally... all of my friends, when I'm texting them and when like I'm on the phone with them, I'm like, hi, baby.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm like really anxious right now.
We'll text her. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Pork Chop, what you got going on tonight?
Well, this weekend I've got a, I'm at Sullivan's Steakhouse tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like serving from 5 to 9. I'm also serving lunch on Sunday, and then I've got Sunday night off, and I have tonight off too.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't think I have any plans. I definitely want to get some rest because yesterday was an eventful day.
It was a long day. Lots of wings, lots of cycling, exercise.
Cycling, Family Feud trivia, the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, jam-packed. And I got a two-hour nap in yesterday.
Really? Yeah. I don't know how you squeezed that in.
Yeah, neither do I.
I'm just going to be like on standby. I don't know if you guys ever been in this situation, but like my friend, it's their birthday today. But I don't know if they want to do anything or not. So they kind of like, they're like, eh, we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll go out. Maybe we'll do nothing.
That's the best. I like that.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting for the text. Basically, just down for whatever. If not, I'll be home, twiddling my thumbs, waiting for text messages. So if you guys are bored, you know, hit me up later.
Hey, that reminds me. I got another coupon in the mail for Dave and Buster's, $20 off if you like buy 20.
Oh.
So I can bring that to you.
Yeah, I'll definitely use that for sure. All right, you guys have a good rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.